Friday morning, August 31st, 27 before. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as the sun just starts to come over the horizon here in New York. And of course, it's dark in the rest of the country right now. Or think about this. How many times have you been in your house and then all of a sudden, bam, the power goes off and you're in pitch black? And even though you're in familiar territory, you really don't know where you are. And when your eyes get used to the dark, you start gravitating to the light. It's the same thing when we go through those spiritual crises as well in our lives. The Holy Spirit eventually brings us to that light. And when we look at the lives of the saints, we tend to look at them and thinking, well, you know, they really didn't have many problems. Boy, if I could only have the life of a saint. Look at Saint Mother Teresa. No, she had that spiritual darkness in her life. And as a result, there are lessons of light that we can learn from Mother Teresa's dark night. Dr. Diane Trafalet is Assistant Dean and Associate Professor of Pastoral Theology at the Immaculate Conception Seminary at Seton Hall University, and here today to talk about those lessons of light you and I can learn from St. Mother Teresa's dark night. Dr. Trafalet, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again. And I loved your introduction, that idea of sometimes when the lights go off in your house and you're struggling to figure out where you are and you're kind of disoriented. So there's a pain, there's a struggle involved in dealing with that darkness. But then even when the lights come on, sometimes it's a disorientation, you know, that you just even pain, like, whoa, that light hurt. I got used to the dark. Now the light hurts. So there are a variety of pains associated with light and darkness. And yes, we do see that in Mother Teresa's life. Who would have known that she went through such darkness? We really didn't know that until after her death. And it turns out that she was experiencing the dark night of the soul from about 1946 to 1997. About 50 years, real deep-seated darkness. So we can speak about her dark night as a spiritual experience of emptiness, but truly one that was exceedingly painful and accompanied by doubts in the presence of God. So what does it mean to us? You know, what does this mean? We can name it. We can understand perhaps what our struggles are with the darkness or even the light, but what can we learn from Mother Teresa that will help us when we have dark times? So, a couple of thoughts. First, Mother Teresa had, as she said, a call within a call. She knew that she was meant to be a nun. She said yes to God for that. But then she had a call within a call to go to the slums of Calcutta. But that call was very distinctive. She heard God say to her, come carry me into the holes of the poor. Come be my light. And she also heard very distinctly, and it impacted her greatly to the depths of her heart, I thirst. So three things that I'd like to talk about. One, come carry me into the places of the poor. Two, be my light. And three, satiate my thirst. In her darkness, in her pain, she recommitted her yes to every aspect of her vocation. Going got rough, she tried to say yes again in various ways to those different aspects of her vocation. And I think this is really important for us. When the going gets rough, do we begin to say no or do we say yes?
Boy, that's a separate topic all unto itself, Dr. Diane Trafalet, and the lessons of light from Mother Teresa's dark night. And again, as Dr. Trafalet was saying, a lot of us don't remember the fact that St. Mother Teresa's dark night lasted some 50 years. We don't like it when it lasts 50 minutes in our lives. Mm-hmm. And our spiritual equilibrium gets off kilter as a result. And so you've got this great witness again in St. Mother Teresa in saying yes to her vocation. And that's an important message to certainly take with us into the Labor Day weekend, because we were talking about this just yesterday, as a matter of fact, on the radio program. And we were looking with Labor Day, if you look at your work as serving God, no matter what your work is, as St. Paul said, to do everything for the glory of God. So that's part of the yes there as well. In terms of Be My Light, that's a prayer I think all of us have prayed at some point in time during our spiritual darkness. In the context of St. Mother Teresa, what did Be My Light mean for her?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating to me that when she experienced darkness, we experienced light through her. Now, whether it be that we actually met her, I did meet her. I would never have known that she was experiencing the dark night. Whether we heard about her, saw pictures of her, saw her interviewed, we would never know that she was experiencing darkness. Well, that was very specific, A, because she made an effort to smile. So she would say a hearty yes to God and a big smile for all. Hearty yes to God and a big smile for all, no matter what she was going through. But secondly, even though she couldn't see God at times or she couldn't feel his presence, God was in her heart. Excuse me. He was in her heart. He was a part of who she was, and she was reflecting God's presence, God's love to us. So even though she didn't have the spiritual goosebumps of being that close to God, or she didn't feel it, she was close to God, and we were better for it. We were better. Those of us who knew her, those of us who knew about her, she helped to transform our lives, because when we looked at her, it wasn't just that we were seeing Mother Teresa, we were seeing Christ. And I think that that's such an important lesson for us. Get close to Christ so you can radiate him to others. Her favorite prayer was Radiating Christ by John Henry Newman. You know, it's a prayer that says, shine through us and be so in us that every soul we come in contact with may feel your presence in our soul. Let them look up and see no longer us, but only Jesus. What a great prayer and great reminder for us. In dark times, can we commit to saying that type of a prayer? Let others look up and see no longer us, but only Jesus.
Doctor, is St. Teresa there really the best example of our faith, not depending on feelings, but on facts?
Yeah. You know, the basis of our faith is not extraordinary phenomenon. It's not a vision, a locution, something incredibly miraculous in our lives. It's really sometimes walking in faith, believing what we don't see. But there are going to be times in our lives when maybe we do experience some degree of doubt. We do sometimes say, as with Scripture, I do believe, but help my unbelief. You know, and I think that's what we see with Mother Teresa at times. I do believe, help my unbelief, and in the process, help me to recommit to my vocation, help me recommit to my yes, and help me to reflect you to others. Of course, God's going to help. He gives us the Eucharist. He gives us the sacramental life of the church. He gives us good people, good communities of faith. He gives us his mother. And that's what we see with Mother Teresa. Eucharist, prayer, prayer to Mary, prayer for the intercession of Mary, constant rosaries, constant prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. These were important spiritual tools for her to live out her vocation, and they're important for us as well.
Dr. Diane Trafla joining us from Immaculate Conception Seminary at Seton Hall University on this Friday morning at 18 before. We're learning the lessons of life from St. Mother Teresa's dark night, a dark night that lasted some 50 years. We like comfort. It's a natural human tendency. We want to be comfortable. But we all have to carry crosses. So how can we carry our crosses with joy?
Yeah. Well, I think we have to have another understanding of joy. And I once read a definition of joy. Joy is the pure echo of God's presence. And I think I take out the word echo and just say joy is God's presence in our life. You know, God, supposing you go into a hospital room, and you kind of brace yourself to go in because you know that the person's in pain. And then somehow you realize that I was just served myself. I came in expecting to serve the other, but that person served me. by giving me the light of Christ. So there are moments in our lives where we see people who are suffering and you see a smile on their face. Well, what's that about? It's God's presence. And it could also be that they have that peace of knowing and doing God's will. That is it. That is that does give us joy and hope. Let us know God's will. Let us do it. That's where we're going to find our peace and joy.
With the remarkable witness, Dr. Trafflett, of St. Mother Teresa, do you find yourself as this modern-day saint? You met her. Many of us have seen her in person. Do you find yourself asking, what would Mother Teresa say when you face one of those moments of crises in your life?
Absolutely. And not only what would she say, but it's an examination of conscience. Did I rely on the Eucharist today? Did I have a hearty smile and a hearty yes for God and a big smile for all? Did I do that? And it's hard sometimes. But, Mother Teresa is a beautiful example that with a broken heart, we can go forward. I had a professor once of moral theology, and he said there are three things that we should think about in difficult, dark times: prayer, good works, and the sacraments. And Mother Teresa lived that out. Prayer, constant prayer. Good works, come out of yourself. And so sometimes I hear Mother Teresa saying that, come out of yourself, and come out of yourself, serve others. What have you done today to help others to come out of yourself? And have you relied on the sacramental life of the church?
Wow, a lot to meditate on as we go into the Labor Day weekend and those lessons of life from St. Mother Teresa's dark night. Dr. Diane Trafflett is one of our trusted voices here on Morning Air. She is the Associate Dean and an Assistant Professor for Pastoral Theology at Immaculate Conception Seminary at Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. Dr. Trafflett, as always, thank you. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.